Unfixable iOS device exploits is the latest Apple security upheaval. In Wired by Lily Hay Newman on September 27th. Any iPhone device from 2011 to 2017 could soon be jailbroken thanks to an underlying flaw that there's no way to patch. For the past several years, so-called jailbreaks of iPhones cracking iOS to let any software run on the device have been exceedingly rare. When one appeared in August for iOS 12, it was surprising to even the most dedicated Apple hackers. But today, a security researcher published an exploit that lays the foundation to jailbreak almost every single iOS device released between 2011 and 2017. Including most models of iPad, Apple Watch, iPod Touch, and Apple TV. The implications are staggering. Security researcher AxioMX published the exploit called Check M8 Friday on GitHub. It affects every Apple device with an A5 through A11 chipset, meaning every iPhone model from 4S to 10. Though it isn't an all-in-one jailbreak on its own, the exploit provides an extensive foundation for researchers to build off of in customizing jailbreaks for every vulnerable model of device that will allow them to totally take over the unit, run software far beyond what Apple normally allows, and program apps to interact and share data in ways that Apple's protections usually preclude. It's a big day. AxioMX told Wired, the best days for iOS jailbreaking were years ago, when jailbreaks were common, easy to use, and available often. That changed over time, and since iOS 9, jailbreaks became less frequent, much less convenient, and not something easily accessible to everyone. The jailbreak hinges on flaws in Apple's boot ROM. Memory in the processor that contains the fundamental code that runs first when a device powers on. AxioMX found the boot ROM vulnerability by reverse engineering and examining a patch Apple released in summer 2018 for the iOS 12 beta. Since boot ROM is foundational to a system, such exploits can be used to create extremely powerful jailbreaks that don't depend on vulnerabilities specific to a particular iOS version. Even if an older device is running the recently released iOS 13, it's still affected because the chip inside it is vulnerable. Before today, the most recent known boot ROM exploit for an iOS device was for the 2010 iPhone 4. Apple did not return a request from Wired for comment. Seriously, it's some killer work here, says Strawfetch, a longtime iOS jailbreaker and founder of the Guardian Firewall app. You can't fix this on the old devices because you are running this from boot ROM level. You cannot update boot ROM. Researchers say that AxioMX's release represents a pivotal shift in the iOS security landscape. For the jailbreaking community, which works to tear free of Apple's restrictive ecosystem in large part to be able to conduct more extensive security analysis, the findings will make it much easier to unshackle a slew of devices. And since researchers will still be able to keep those devices up to date with the latest iOS releases, they will potentially be able to both to find and report bugs to Apple more quickly and protect their test devices from attacks. Strawfetch and others also note that these extensive jailbreak capabilities largely eliminate the need for special research iPhones Apple recently announced. Those devices, which Apple is only giving to select researchers, have fewer protections and restrictions to make it easier to access iOS security. But the ability to jailbreak recent iPhones running the current iOS will deliver similar insights to many more researchers. In spite of Apple's recent gestures of goodwill toward the iOS research community, the company continues to resist collaboration. Just last month, Apple sued a company called Corellium for creating a tool that allows customers to prod a virtualized version of iOS. This is probably the biggest thing to cross most iOS security researchers' desks in their entire careers to date, says Thomas Reed, a Mac and mobile malware research specialist at the security firm Malwarebytes. If you're anyone else, it's horrifying. That's because AxiO MX's findings also have major implications for iOS device security if bad actors abuse the publicly available vulnerability. Fortunately, the exploit doesn't break Apple's secure enclave, which holds the keys to decrypt data already on the device. You could jailbreak and install anything you want, but couldn't decrypt existing device data like messages, email, etc., says Ken White, a security engineer and director of the Open Crypto Audit Project. But it could still allow attackers to wipe iPhones, jailbreak them, and then install malware. An attacker needs physical access to the device to run this exploit, and the compromise ends when someone reboots it. But that still has concerning implications for stalkerware used by abusive partners, among other precarious situations. It is possible that bad actors would use this, but I doubt it would be the first choice, AxiO MX told Wired. I don't think that somehow this makes things much worse than other options available. It requires physical access to the device and a reboot. But it could potentially be used by bad actors, say at border crossings or if devices were left unattended. Since the exploit doesn't give an attacker access to existing device data, it seems that it won't be immediately useful for targeted espionage. But on Friday, researchers speculated that nation-state hackers and law enforcement contractors like Cellbrite and Grayshift will likely look for ways to use the exploit in surveillance and device compromise. Shahar Tal, vice president of research at Cellbrite, tweeted on Friday that with his exploit release, AxiO MX overturned the iOS research landscape for years to come. This goes down in exploitation history. Though the newer chipsets in the iPhone XS and XR from last year and recently released iPhone 11 and 11 Pro are not vulnerable to AxiO MX's exploit, it will take years for the population of vulnerable devices to drop off, and Apple's strong iOS upgrade rates won't help mitigate it. iPhone 10 and below are vulnerable forever. It's incredible, says Jose Rodriguez, a longtime iOS security researcher who specializes in lock screen bypasses. This will have enormous repercussions for Apple.